Esposito from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 14th of May, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up this week, an update on the hantavirus stories we touched on last time. On Tuesday the 12th, the Spanish health authorities confirmed a new hantavirus case among passengers evacuated from the cruise ship MV Hondius. Outbreak began aboard the Dutch cruise ship after several passengers became ill during the voyage. The ship was forced to dock at the port of Granadilla in Tenerife, where a large evacuation operation started on Sunday. President Pedro Sanchez defended the government's response and called the operation a success during a press conference with the WHO. In politics, on Monday the 11th, a new opinion poll by the 40DB Institute suggests that the conservative Partido Popular is likely to keep control of Andalucía in next Sunday's regional election. Juan Manuel Moreno Bonilla, the current regional president of the region, is expected to win by roughly 56 seats, just above the number needed for an absolute majority, and about twice as many as the Spanish Socialist Party, which is predicted to win 28 seats. Nationalist fascist Vox Party is expected to gain 15 seats, while leftist groups Por Andalucía and Adelante Andalucía would remain much smaller. Surveys suggest many voters approve of Bonilla's leadership and the performance of the Andalus regional government, despite concerns about high unemployment and heavy reliance on seasonal tourism in the region. Things are heating up. Speaking of things heating up, on Sunday the 10th, a report by Euronews showed how the country has created one of Europe's biggest networks of climate shelters to protect people during dangerous heat waves. These shelters are public places like libraries, museums, and shopping malls where people can cool down, drink water, and rest in air-conditioned spaces. The plan expanded after Spain suffered record heat in 2025, including a 16-day heat wave in August with temperatures reaching 45 degrees centigrade, which is 113 Fahrenheit. Catalonia already has about 400 climate shelters across Barcelona, while other regions, including Basque Country and regions of Murcia, have similar systems in place. Experts say the rest of Europe is moving more slowly despite heat deaths rising across countries, including Italy, France, and even Finland. Over 70,000 public teachers in the Valencian community began their first indefinite strike since 1988 on Monday the 11th after failed talks with the regional PP government. They are demanding higher pay, smaller class sizes, less paperwork, better support for special needs students, protection for Valencian language education, and improved air conditioning. Unions say wages have effectively dropped around 300 to 500 euros a month since 2010 and rejected a proposed 75 euro monthly rise over the next 3 years as insufficient. Strike impacts all education levels and may disrupt learning for over 500,000 students. In policing, on Sunday the 10th, police officers from France and Germany joined patrols in tourist areas of Granada as part of a European Union policing program called Comisarias Europeas 2026. Foreign officers are working alongside the Spanish National Police in busy tourist locations, including city center, transport hubs, and areas around the Alhambra. The aim is to improve safety and make it easier for international visitors to communicate with police officers in their own language. Under the scheme, Spanish police remain fully in charge, while French and German officers assist with public patrols, tourist support, and minor incidents such as theft reports or lost property. Authorities say the program is especially useful during busy tourism periods when large numbers of foreign tourists who don't speak Spanish arrive in the city. Meanwhile, on Tuesday the 12th, reports suggest a Russian cargo ship, Ursa Major, which sank off southeast Spain in December 2024, may have been carrying nuclear submarine reactor parts for North Korea. The ship exploded near Murcia in the south while traveling from St. Petersburg to Vladivostok. Although Spanish rescue services responded, a Russian warship took control and told them to leave. Investigators grew suspicious after satellite images showed large containers on board, and the captain later said the cargo included reactor-like parts, though no nuclear fuel. Wreck now lies 2,500 meters underwater. Russia claims it was a terrorist attack. Moving to statistics, on Sunday the 11th, the Interior Ministry produced a report on illegal home occupation, or ocupación/ocupas, saying the figures of reported incidents fell slightly in 2025. According to the report, last year police received around 15,000 complaints related to squatting, nearly 10% fewer than in 2024. However, the number is still far higher than in 2010, when only around 2,700 cases were reported. In terms of regions, Catalonia recorded the highest number of complaints, with almost 6,000 cases, making it the center of the country's squatting debate, while Interior Minister Fernando Grande-Marlaska argues that most cases involve empty properties, second homes, or investment apartments rather than finding strangers living in a main residence. Ocupas caused a huge amount of legal and emotional stress for property owners, especially lengthy court battles, property damage, and unpaid bills. So, fewer reports are a good sign. Next up, price of tobacco is about to go up. On Sunday the 10th, the central government announced it has introduced another round of tobacco price increases affecting cigars, cigarillos, rolling tobacco, and pipe tobacco sold in estancos and tobacconists. The changes apply across mainland Spain and the Balearic Islands. They follow similar rises introduced in April, reflecting a broader 2026 trend of frequent small price adjustments rather than occasional large increases. The increases are not specific. They're applied across multiple areas linked to production, transport, import cost, taxation, and inflation, with further rises expected later in 2026. For a little context, a standard 20-pack used to cost between 5 and 6 euros in April. The new rules, they'll increase between 50 cents and 1 euro, depending on the brand. Now, to a key moment in ice sports, a realm of sports the country is not typically known for. On Sunday the 10th, the country launched its first national para-ice hockey team, part of a push by the Spanish Ice Sports Federation to grow the sport and build a national league. Originating in Madrid, the project follows global expansion. Countries like Mexico and Brazil starting similar programs gained momentum after a February Open Day where 17 newcomers tried the sport. More recruitment events are planned, with the competition season targeted for September. Federation President Frank Gonzalez said it opens doors for athletes unable to play traditional hockey and could lead to future Paralympic participation. On to immigration. According to a new report released on Wednesday the 13th by Spanish think tank Funcas, more than half immigrants who arrive in Spain eventually leave, mainly due to high housing costs, insecure jobs, and limited long-term stability. From 2002 to 2024, 15 million people arrived, but the net increase was only around 7 million, giving the country a retention rate of about 48%, one of Europe's lowest. Many work in low-paid seasonal or temporary sectors like hospitality, agriculture, construction, and care, while rising rent and insecure housing makes settling even more difficult. Despite this, Spain still relies on immigration to address an aging population, labor shortages. You want to know more? I'll link in the show notes. From immigration to cars, on Monday the 11th, the central government launched a new vehicle subsidy program, Plan Auto 2030, offering grants of up to 5,500 euros for electric and low-emission vehicles. The new plan's main improvement is that the discounts will be applied immediately at dealerships instead of buyers waiting months for reimbursements. Maximum support for passenger cars includes up to 4,500 euros in government aid, plus a mandatory 1,000 euro dealership discount. Officials hope the instant discount program will make switching to electric vehicles easier and more attractive for drivers. Finishing up this week with the biggest sports news, on Sunday the 10th, FC Barcelona secured their 29th La Liga title with a 2-0 victory over rivals Real Madrid in the famous El Clásico. The win confirmed back-to-back league titles for Barcelona after a dominant season in which they lost just 4 league games. Managed by Hansi Flick, Barcelona reached 91 points, while Real Madrid remained at 77. The title victory was especially emotional for Flick, who was in the dugout only hours after the club announced the death of his father. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Anything to ask or tell us? info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.